Hello,
Yo.
good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Randy Doiron?
Speaking, how can I help you?
I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
Yep, over 50.
Thank you. And just to be sure representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
7.
7, okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I have a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important to you? I have criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, healthcare costs, gun regulation and reform, crime and violence, immigration and border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation in the economy, climate change and environmental issues, or the last three, improving K-12 public education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or protecting our democracy and freedoms?
The last one.
Okay, protecting our democracy and freedoms. And now, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? And is that strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat disapproved.
And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's all on geography.
I'm sorry, what?
Hard to say. It's based on geography, so it's hard to say.
Oh, okay.
I think some areas are getting worse.
Okay, getting worse. And how often would you say do you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Never. Not at all.
And how often would you say do you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
And how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat concerned. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to read you your feelings towards some people and organizations. You see, using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know. The first one on the list, Ron DeSantis. From 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
80.
80. The Democratic Party in general, from 0 to 100?
40.
40. Taylor Swift, from 0 to 100?
I didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
Taylor Swift, do you recognize the name? Taylor Swift?
The singer? The singer, Taylor
yeah.
Swift?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
From 0 to 100, how would you rate her?
She's 100.
Okay. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
60.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Not too familiar with it.
Okay, no problem. Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
20.
The NAACP?
I haven't followed up on their current affairs, so I wouldn't have an opinion on that.
Okay, it's not a problem. And Kamala Harris from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Zero. Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat, not so worried, or not at all?
Once again, it's a tough one. Not so worried.
Not so worried. And now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. And for each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first one, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, the next one. America's diversity makes it stronger. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I apologize, I didn't get the whole thing. It broke up for a second.
Sorry, America's diversity makes it stronger. Agree or disagree with that?
Strongly agree.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
Strongly agree.
Okay, the next one. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Are we talking about income inequality from all people?
Is that the question? Yes, correct. I think yes. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. I think in general. Agree or disagree with that?
To what the... Say it one more time, please.
Yeah, the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
I strongly agree.
Okay. Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Just somewhat disagree.
Okay.
Again, I think it's geography. You're dealing with certain areas for sure.
Okay. And the last two? Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Agree or disagree?
Yes. Agree.
Strongly agree or just somewhat? Sorry.
Strongly agree.
And the last one, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
It's getting there, so I would say somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. And now, we are 75% of the survey now. Thank you again for your help, for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country, and just tell me which you agree with more, statement A or B. Okay?
Sure.
Statement A. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. This is the statement A. And the statement B, other people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put through to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. So, which of the two statements do you agree with more, statement A or B?
Those are so vague. It's really hard to give my opinion on either one
of
those.
But maybe much more with A, some more with A.
I would lean more towards A, but I think there's some gray areas, big gray areas in there. There's just too much information. thing.
Which do you agree with more? Somewhat more. Somewhat more with A or somewhat more with A? Oh,
somewhat
with A. Okay. Okay. And now we're 85% of the survey. This is basically the last part. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. And please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't think it's being threatened or undermined at all. The first one
so
is in...
Is that correct?
Yeah, 0 is you don't think it's being undermined at all.
Okay.
And 10, you strongly agree it is being threatened or undermined. And the first one is immigration to this country. From 0 to 10?
I don't think it's being undermined at all.
Okay, it start at 0? From 0 to 10?
So,
zero,
let me rephrase.
Do not agree so it is being threatened or undermined at all.
Immigration is being, I'd say probably a little bit, yes. So I'll go half.
Okay.
Let's go in the middle.
Is that a 5? Somewhat agree?
Yes, the 5. Yes, please.
Okay. The next one. Equal economic opportunities for all. From 0 to 10?
Oh, being undermined, for sure.
Okay. Is that a 10? Strongly agree? It is being undermined?
I think it's being undermined, for sure. So,
yeah, is that a 10? 10?
Yes.
Strongly agree it is being undermined. Is that
yes,
a 10? Okay.
Yes.
And the next one, a commitment to Christian ideals. From 0 to 10.
To track Christian ideals?
A commitment to Christian ideals.
A commitment to Christian ideals. I don't have any information on that at all, so I wouldn't know how to answer that.
Okay, no problem. The next one, the right to bear arms. From 0 to 10?
Being threatened big time.
Okay, is that a 10?
Yes.
Okay, and the last 3, ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. From 0 to 10?
I would say it's being somewhat undermined.
Okay, is that a 5?
I would give it a 5, yeah.
Okay. And the last 2. Police that treat everyone the same.
Police?
That treat everyone the same. From 0 to 10. Agree it is being undermined or not at all?
I don't think at all.
Okay. Is that a 0?
Yeah, I would probably put a 0 on that.
And the last one. Freedom to protest the police or government. From 0 to 10.
I think that's 5.
Okay, somewhat agree. And finally, I'm going to read you 2 statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. And just rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement. 5, you somewhat agree with the statement. And 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Okay? The first one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10,
nice song.
I
agree with that.
Is that a
10? Yeah.
Okay. And the last one, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10?
I strongly agree that's occurring.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again, please. On a scale from 0 to 10, your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November, from 0 to 10, 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
I'm extremely motivated to vote, but it's like 7 to 10.
From 7 to 10.
I'm voting no matter what, yeah.
And which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation? In a few words.
You're going to laugh. A little bit of all of them.
Okay, just let me record that.
I need to start paying more attention to some of the things I'm not aware of.
Okay, thank you for your opinion, sir. And now The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Undergraduate college.
Okay. And are you married and married living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm right in the middle.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Not enough. Hardly ever.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
I do not.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.